One, Sean Connery. My name is Bond, James Bond. Sean Connery informed the world's moviegoers in 1962. In seven Bond films over a span of 20 years, the tall, dark Scot come to embody the suave secret agent whose codename was known around the globe, 007. But it didn't go very smooth to be a successful star. The exception was Robert Henderson, a 47-year-old Yank who was directing South Pacific. One day, Henderson had a long talk with the muscle man whose determination seemed irrepressible. Connery told Henderson he hoped to become a professional soccer player. "Well, look," said Henderson, "with soccer, at 28 or 30, it's all over. Then what do you do? Wouldn't you rather be an actor?" "How?" said Connery. "I left school at 13. Henderson nodded. "You've practically no education, but you have an imagination and a mind. I will give you a list of 10 books that you should read." The 10 books that Henderson had mentioned were more like 200, including the complete works of Shakespeare, Thomas Wolfe, and Oscar Wilde. But Connery tackled them every day, applying all the energy and tenacity he got from his parents. He would go to the library in the morning and stay till certain time. In 1957, BBC produced Rod Serling's play Requiem for a Heavyweight. The down-and-out prizefighter, Mountain McClintock, was played by a young actor who had boxed in the Royal Navy. His name? Sean Connery. By then, Connery had appeared in five forgettable films, but in one of them, he caught the eye of Walt Disney, who brought him to the United States in 1958. Disney cast him as Michael McBride, the love interest in a story about leprechauns called Darby O'Gill and the Little People. In the film's climax, McBride was a rousing fistfight with the village bully. Among those who took note of Connery's screen presence in Darby was producer Harry Saltzman, who, with co-producer Albert, was casting a film of their own based on Dr. No, the 1985 novel by Ian Fleming. Connery was called to the producer's London office for an interview. "We watched him bound across the street like Superman," said Saltzman later. "We knew we had our Bond."